You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. Gubernatorial candidate Howie Hawkins says his Green Party has an opportunity to capitalize with progressive voters. Hawkins believes he is the best candidate for governor in the upcoming November election at a time when the nation is going through a political shift. He says the 500,000 people who voted in the recent primary for Cynthia Nixon would find a better candidate in him. He notes several problems in Syracuse, including lead exposure, poverty, and housing he wants to work on. Hawkins says that homelessness has exploded since Governor Cuomo's term in office. He also sees a pattern of segregation in New York State schools, specifically in Syracuse. Hawkins wants to have multiple debates with all the candidates leading up to the election, rather than just one.
Four debates in four parts of the state, New York City, Capital District, Central New York, Western New York. I'll go for five. Let's have one on Long Island, too. And there should be a different topic so we can really get into the policy and the voters to know what their options are. The economy, government reform, climate and the environment, and then the social policies.
Hawkins has confidence that the Green Party is gaining momentum. He says voters who have previously voted for Democratic candidates would benefit more from voting for the Green Party.
I think we're on the verge of a breakthrough because the polling shows the majority of people are progressive, particularly on the economic justice issues. It's been that way for a while, but people are now more independent of the two parties and saying they want a third party.
Hawkins notes his running mate Gia Lee, Attorney General candidate Michael Sussman, and Mark Dunley for Comptroller are all well qualified for each post. Counselor at large candidate Frank Cetera also calls Syracuse and progressive voters to action.
I'm the one to be bold in this city council seat and to make the arguments and to stand up for the decisions that need to be made in order to move us towards a Syracuse that works for all of us.
Cetera would work for better controls on police misconduct and favors economic development for employee-owned businesses and cooperatives. He also has ideas to aid the city's budget for infrastructure and services.
Continuing to speak out in favor of a 1% tax for employees in the city of Syracuse so that we can maintain some of the finances that are leaving our city from the folks who live in the suburbs but work in the city, mostly in the high-paying eds and meds and other good jobs.
Cetera is also reminding voters that there's a special citywide election for the councillor at large seat after Michael Green was appointed to the vacant seat in January. Both candidates are counting on more attention to their campaigns now that the primary elections are over, in which progressive voters flex some muscle. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website. And while you're there, help us reach our fundraising goal by making a quick donation at WAER.org.